I need a three.
That's right, Doc. It's
3-2-1-0
That's right, Doc.
Here we go.
I got my racing gloves on, Dr. John.
Back in the war room.
It's been a while. Get Welcome to Washington, D.C. You're at Ground Zero.
Race day here in the war room.
In the war room? Again.
It's awfully quiet in here.
That's right, Doc. It's race day.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with...
The D-Man.
And the Ripper!
Well,
and the Ripper, Doc. It sounds like he just ripped his lungs out there.
That's you, Richie.
What the heck are we going to be looking at this time, guys?
We're racing.
It's race day, Doc.
Race day.
Race fans. Hot runners.
Looks like we're looking at a couple of games, Doc.
Yeah, looks like Superbike 2000 and...
Need for Speed, Porsche Unleashed by Electronic Arts.
And what's the other one, Ripper?
And for you hardcores, we're doing NASCAR 2000.
Oh, that's right, Doc. NASCAR's back.
Get your left-hand turn going.
Left-hand Louie, all of them, by EA Sports.
It's in the game.
It's in the game, Doc.
That's right, Doc.
So, stay tuned for our real-time reviews.
All right.
On the next edition of...
I'm racing again.
Ground Zero! At the racetrack, Doc.
Man's done a leap. Right into the wall.
No, I'm still moving, Doc.
I smell unspent fuel, Dr. John.
Don't push power, you guys. I got four tires on the ground, so they're just not on the car.
What's repair on that cost, Demarius?
So stay tuned!
So, at least let's keep that in mind.
That's right, Doc. Do you hear the roar of those engines?
Race day at Raceway Park here in Ground Zero.
Looks like I'm racing Doc.
Well, just...
And that ain't lime green.
Or the clock.
All right, here we are in the war room testing Porsche Unleashed.
Welcome, everyone.
Need for Speed.
To our real-time review of Need for Speed Porsche Unleashed.
By Electronic Arts.
Also known as Need for Speed 5.
Also known as Fun City, Dr. John.
It's the D-Man versus the Ripper here in the world.
I don't even know where the Ripper is. I haven't seen him.
The Ripper's way behind the D-Man. Oh, careening wildly in their puny Boxster S's.
Did you spin? I kept it straight, D-Man.
Yeah, I saw you keep it
straight. You never keep it straight, Ripper.
Now, where is D-Man?
Well, D-Man is right in front of you. Ripster.
That's right, Rip.
He's
right
headed through the bombed-out Normandy Church here in Porsche Unleashed Land. None of these tracks are real, folks, but they sure seem kind of real.
That's right, Doc.
The
Let's
graphics
check that.
Are spectacular in Need for Speed Porsche Unleashed. Especially...
I can't see the Ripper, Doc.
Especially the rendering of the vehicles. It's quite nice. You can see the interior through the glass. Oh, my goodness! The D-Man has passed the Ripper.
But I'm skateboarding.
And now he's spun out, and the Ripper is passing the D-Man. This is quite a race, folks.
Take that, D-Man. Yeah, that'll put him in a circle.
All right, this is roller derby, Doc.
It's not a simulation, folks, so don't go out and buy it if you want an F1 racing simulation.
No, Doc, go out and buy the F1 simulation racing game.
Yeah, Formula One 2000 by EA Sports.
It's in the game.
It's in the game, Doc.
They paid me to say
it's all in the game, Doc.
No, they didn't, but I said it anyway. In any case, I'll give this game a...
Uh-oh. Okay.
5 out of 5 on the graphics department. I mean, these graphics look spectacular.
It's the best, Doc. Really the best.
And I'll give it a... Let's put it this way. In single-player mode, this game is probably very close to a 5 out of 5. In multiplayer, it is very lacking. Lots of things missing in multiplayer mode, including just about everything that is in the single-player mode.
That's right, Doc.
You can buy all the games.
Really leaves you wondering.
Well, it's awful.
Not necessarily all in this game.
It's awful because you can't, replay the race after you're done. There's the Ripper. You can't keep score or times between races in multiplayer mode.
There's, and why is that, Doc?
I don't know. None of the features available in the single-player mode are available in the multiplayer mode,
He-Man's
and I don't know why.
He-Man's going shortcut, Dr. John.
Keep on the main road. Keep on the main road.
Burn him on the top end, huh?
Yeah, he's hitting the walls. In any case, I'll give this game a 4.8 out of 5 on the single player mode, and I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5 in the multiplayer mode. Multiplayer's fun, but it's just whoever you can connect to. No bots, absolutely no artificial intelligence drivers available in the multiplayer mode like there were in previous versions of Need for Speed.
Hey,
that's right,
he
Doc.
Way out there.
He's way out there.
I'm
We've always
you,
said
Dan.
That.
Uh-oh. Look out, Doc!
Oh! He hit the wall and he spun out! The Ripper's gonna win! Ah. This is incredible!
Well, I figure what I'll do is race the Ripper backwards for a while.
Okay.
Watch this, Doc.
On the pay scale, folks, I'd be willing to pay... Oh, I'll give this $40 out of $50.
Well, and since it costs $49.95, Dr. John...
That means that I got ripped off. But in any case, what do you rate this game, Ripper?
Oh, we'll give it the 4.9 there, Dr. John. Nice to have a racing game, I tell you. Seemed like all we did there for a while was kill, kill, kill.
We got some other racing games to review. Some maybe better.
I haven't heard a lot of complaints, Doc, other than the fact that some of the maps, some people I know don't like the maps.
Well, they're phony maps. They aren't real circuits. But beyond that, the worst part is no artificial intelligence players in the multiplayer mode. I hate that.
I hate that, Doctor.
I'll never put up with that.
Of course, you know, they've got that, provided that for so many times in previous games we were looking forward to.
And expecting it. So what do you rate it, Ripper?
I told you, 4.9, Doc.
4.9. What do you rate it, D-Man?
I don't know, Doc. I think I have to give this at least a 4.5.
At least?
The main reason is because for another $50, I think if you bought all the other Need for Speeds, it shouldn't cost you another $49.
Well, what can you do about that? That's the industry.
In any case,
that's three thumbs up here in the war room.
That's right.
For Need for Speed, Porsche Unleashed.
Electronic Arts.
Sunday.
Race day. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Doc,
race
was that
day,
a sound check?
Hot runners.
Huh?
Let me just get a wad of tobacco in my mouth, Doc.
Here we go.
That's better.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of NASCAR 2000 here in the War Room. I'm here with Zodiac.
Hey, how you doing there, Doc?
Good. Where are we, Talladega?
We're racing the High Bank Oval at Talladega. It's a tri oval.
Carlo!
And I'm way up high in the marbles. I got my chaw tobacco and just chewing back and cruising along with the cars here.
Inside.
You know, Doc?
Yeah?
I'm not a real NASCAR fan, but I have to tell you, the graphics on this one are
pretty neat.
Good.
Those are some nice looking cars out there. The tracks look great.
I can smell the chewing. I can smell the chewing tobacco in this race.
Wow! Somebody must have slowed down up there. I shot past everyone. Wow, that was nice. Okay, somebody's crashing behind me. Who is that? Is that you, Zodiac?
I'm just going in a straight line. Oh, actually, it's a left turn. Of course, all these games are left turn, left turn.
Call me left turn, Louie.
A lot of left turns here in the race.
Well, I'd say the graphics are probably the best of any NASCAR game I've ever seen.
And I would agree, happy to agree with you. As far as the game playing ability, it's probably just a slight notch below the Sierra games, but the graphics make up for it, so it's got to be pretty close to heaven for... you know, the Hominy Grits fans.
And NASCAR fans.
Benny Davey Allison is moving into first place.
They got this narration, you know, from these guys, Benny Parsons and Bob Jenkins. And
somebody rear-ended me. That
was
wouldn't have
you?
Been you, Zodiac.
That was
it?
You. You were erratic there, Doc.
Yeah, well, it usually happens when someone smashes into me.
Well, I mean, I was alongside you and passing you, and you just kind of moved over.
Car hot. Ooh.
So in this race, you get full AI complement of drivers.
In multiplayer mode.
In multiplayer mode.
Nice. And also, you can even go into league mode, where you can race in a league and save the games, the leagues, even in multiplayer mode, so you can come back later in another day and play with your friends again, you know, basically pick up where you left off.
Beat them all over again, right, Doc?
That's a pretty cool thing, because most games do not give you the option to save your multiplayer games just in a sort of a league-like fashion like that. That's kind of a very nice feature.
Just saw Jeff Gordon go by.
Somebody hit
actually, that was me going the wrong way there.
Well, I'll give this game, let me see. Oh, even though I must admit I'm a racing fan, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, I'll still have to give this at least a 4 out of 5 smiley faces. Maybe even a 4.2. A little bit of a crash up there and a
ruin. Somebody rear-ended the Z-Man.
Call Earl Shab. Only $99.
And you know what's also another
trick? I'll paint any car.
There is no reverse on these, is there, Doc?
I'll also give this game on the pay scale. Oh, gosh. What would I pay for this? At least up to $39, especially if you're a NASCAR fan.
He's working that car, Bob.
Not being a NASCAR fan, I'd have to say I wouldn't pay that much for this here game. More in the neighborhood of $20, $25, tops $30, $30. This game.
And
just
what would
because,
you rate it on the fun scale?
Just
there,
because
it,
on the fun scale, it's probably going to be good with network gaming and some of your cud-chewing buddies over on a Saturday night.
Save league mode. You got to keep that in mind. Very nice.
Hook the LAN up and, you know, go racing. You know, I mean,
what do you give it?
Suck back some Coors Light and just go for it, man. You know
what
I mean?
So what do you give it, Zodiac? We're waiting.
I'd have to give it at least a 4.
A 4 out of 5
smiley
faces.
At least, yeah, maybe even more.
So that's
graphics alone is 4.
So that's
4.5.
Thumbs up here in the war room for NASCAR 2000.
18. That is.
Oh, that's better than me.
Pitiful.
Thanks for joining us in our real-time review of NASCAR 2000 by EA Sports. It's in the game.
Doc, you got that spittoon handy? I got a chaw here that's just waiting to get out.
That car has been hooked up all day.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Superbike 2000. We're off! We're here at Hockenheim. I'm here in the war room on our local area network with Zodiac.
Hi there.
And we're racing Hockenheim in Superbike 2000.
Yes, we are.
And we're off on the first straightaway.
Follow-up to EA's Superbike released last year.
Oh, and if you like Superbike, you're going to love Superbike 2000, because it's got all that plus more. For example, we're here in multiplayer mode, and thank goodness you can have up to 20-some-odd other artificial intelligence players on the field at the same time while you're also racing with your buddies. Oh, Zodiac's off! Oh, and I hit him! I ran over his legs and went down!
Very unforgiving here.
Well,
in the one of the higher level expert modes that we're
practicing
here,
pro.
Which is nice. You can do that in multiplayer. We are doing the multiplayer review as Doc iterated.
So here we go into the chicane. Nope. This is into a big curve. Zodiac stays on this time. Ooh, I'm gonna pass the Yamaha. Yeah. Well. I'd say the graphics in this game are spectacular. What do you say?
Absolutely terrific. The best rendition of these particular tracks I've seen since probably Ubisoft's...
Oh, it's even better than that. It's definitely better than that. We have it set on photorealistic mode right now, and it really is close. I mean, as close to photorealistic as you're going to get in this kind of game.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the other games that we were reviewing... Formula One from EA, Formula One 2000, that is. Supposed to be the best, one of the best Formula One games on the market today. Those tracks, not as good as the same tracks in this particular game. Monza, Hockenheim, the two.
And we've got
much more spectacular in this game.
We've got about 12 guys on the field here with us today. And I'm back up to fourth position. Looks like Zodiac's in second.
How'd you get behind me there, Doc? I missed you somewhere. I don't know what happened.
Here we go. I just passed another Honda in the turn.
I think there was a guy waving his hand at me. Can you imagine how rude that is? Yes, all I did was bump him out of my way.
You can do a gesture in this game, which is always fun when you bump somebody in a turn.
Yes, it's a complicated hand gesture. Now, there is a network glitch, a little network glitch, I guess, in this particular game.
Well, this
whereas I'm racing at Hockenheim, and it says I'm going around the Curva Grande, which is, of course, in Monza.
Right. So there's a few glitches in multiplayer mode, and while gameplay is very smooth on the LAN in general, there are occasional network hang-ups where things will freeze up for a second, and if you're in a bad turn at that moment, you can fly off the track before you even know what's happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The game rewards patience and learning the track and learning the lines. Driver aids. There's a lot of driver aids, or you can have no driver aids.
We've got quite a few of them turned off. But we left a few on because, I'll tell you, if you don't have any of them on, you just pop wheelies and you can't even see where you're going.
Oh, it's quite interesting. And
Doc's off on the grass. Will he stay up? He's up. Thank goodness.
Doc's chasing Zodiac.
Zodiac's in first place. Doc's in second. We just whooped those AI bots. But again, they're set pretty low. We didn't want too much competition here when we got out in front. But I'll tell you, I'll rate this game on the fun factor scale. I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces. And on the pay scale, how much would I pay for it? I'll give it a 45 out of 50 bucks. Because I think, you know, especially if you're into racing sims, this one's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. Doc, this is definitely one of the, it's a realistic one. It's got the real tracks. It's got the real drivers. And sometimes those games suffer, but boy, I tell you, the graphics are real.
No, they did it right this time. They did a great job on this game.
And if you're
really not that great a driver, you just put all the driving aids on, and anybody can drive with all the driving aids
on. It's the need for speed for motorbikes here, and you get the benefit of
that. Well, it actually has quite a few advantages over something like Porsche Unleashed, where you cannot have artificial intelligence opponents at the same time while you're doing a multiplayer game, only in single-player mode.
Exactly.
So that's a real minus for Porsche Unleashed and a real plus for Superbike 2000.
Exactly.
Other things we should mention is this does not have playback mode for your races in multiplayer, only in single-player mode. It has a spectacular playback mode for your single-player races, but unfortunately, none in your multiplayer games. So
well, none that we've found yet, at least.
Yeah. But other than that, it's got just about everything else you'd want.
And obviously, as the doc mentioned, you have the ability to put as many opponents in as you want, which is some other games, even by Electronic Arts, do not have.
Right. For example, Porsche Unleashed, there are no AI opponents, which is really stinky in multiplayer mode.
Yes.
Oh, we're coming into the last turns here. Who's going to win? Doc's in second, Zodiac's in first. Oh, Doc's down! Oh!
Well, you know, Doc, when the heat is on, the Zodiac
comes through.
Takes first place.
Zodiac wins. Doc's second. Oh, well.
Very much fun. Recommend the game. I give it a 5 stars out of 5 stars, I'd say. It's
two
fun.
Thumbs up.
Damn fine fun, wouldn't you say,
Doc?
From
the war room. Absolutely. So that's our real-time review of Superbike 2000 here in the war room at Hockenheim. Race day.
Superbike
Sunday 2000.
Funny cars.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, folks.
Damn fine fun. And good cup of coffee, too.
I'm done here now.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more real-time reviews, including Earth 2150. And the ground control should be fun. We'll see you then, folks. Thanks again. I'm Dr. John.
All right, Dr. John.
One, two. Yeah.
Let's go.
done.